Mishnah, it's Bava Basra, Perek Ches Mishnah Dalet. It says, Echad ben ve'echad abas b'nachala. When it comes to inheritance, the sons and daughters are equal. Now I should speak out equal, meaning all the rules that apply to them are equal, with the exception we're about to say now. But we don't mean that if they're sons and daughters, they inherit equally. The sons come before the daughters. Elisha ben notel pishnayim b'nichsei av, ve'em notel pishnayim b'nichsei em. When it comes to boys, they inherit, there's a rule called the double portion that the son would inherit. That comes from the father, but there's also a thing by the girls. The girls, if they were just the girl inheritors, like Slavka's case, the oldest girl gets the same as any other girl. And this is a din of Pishlam that comes only through the father, not through the mother. Similarly, when the father dies, the daughters inherit, or they get money from the estate ahead of their brothers, from their father's side, but not from their mother's side. Let me illustrate that point clearly here. The point is like this. When a father, and here's the reason why. When a father's alive, he gets married to his wife. So in the ksuba, he agrees that to support her and also to support her daughters until they either grow up, becoming gedolos, or until they get married. So that's an obligation that's undertaken by the father in his own lifetime. So that obligation will precede, it's a liability that will be in existence before the estate gets distributed to the sons. So here is father and mother, for argument's sake, they have two kids, the boy and the girl. When the father married the mother, he agreed at that point that he would support the girl, her daughter, until she became either a gedola, a grown-up, or she became married. Okay? So, we're saying here now that if, for argument's sake, the father died and he has $100,000, okay? But so really all that money should flow to the son. But if, for argument's sake, the girl's only 9 years old and it costs to support her $20,000 a year, so what will happen is she'll get $20,000 worth of food and clothing when she's 9, another $20,000 when she's 10, another $20,000 when she's 11, okay, when she's 12, when she turns 12, so then it's all over. But then $60,000 will come out of the estate going to her, and only the remaining 40 will go to the son after it's all done. So all the $100,000 stays, the whole corpus we say stays to support the daughter until she's married off or turns 12, and then the rest flows to the son. That's not true. The son doesn't have any such right if he's a child, because the father never undertook to support the son. And also, when the mother dies, and say there's no husband anymore, so she never undertook to support her daughter in her lifetime. So therefore, her assets, if she leaves $100,000, it'll immediately flow all to her son if he's alive, and if he's not, to the daughter. But the point is, nothing goes to the daughter. Okay?